This is the KASU 604 newscast for Monday, September 18th. I'm Brandon Tabor. Today is the deadline for entities to apply for licenses to cultivate and dispense medical marijuana. Member station KUAR, Michael Hiblin has the tales.
Five cultivation facilities are to be selected to grow marijuana on an industrial scale. They'll provide the drug to 32 retail dispensaries around the state. The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission has said decisions about who gets licenses will be based on criteria showing an applicant has the financial resources to successfully manage the business. Dispensaries are required to have a licensed pharmacist who can mix the appropriate marijuana compounds to best treat the conditions of the patients. As of a week ago today, Scott Hardin with the State Department of Finance and Administration said 27 applications had been received for the 32 dispensary licenses, while 11 applications for the five cultivation facilities had been received. He expects more to be filed before today's deadline. Then on Wednesday, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Association will hold a half-day symposium in Little Rock for potential cultivators and distributors to learn more about expectations after licenses are awarded. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.
An Arkansas trial has been delayed for a Tennessee rapper and his bodyguard who face federal weapons charges. The scheduled trial for today of Ricky Hampton, who performs as Finis two times, and bodyguard Kentrell Gwynn, both of Memphis, was postponed on Friday until March 19th. Hampton is charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm in connection with a shooting outside a nightclub in eastern Arkansas. Gwynn is charged with providing a felon with a firearm and with providing armed security to a felon. Both have pleaded not guilty. Two were arrested in Alabama on July 2nd, a day after a shooting at a Little Rock nightclub during a performance by Hampton. Gwynn has pleaded not guilty to state charges of aggravated assault in the Little Rock shooting. Jonesboro residents living in Wards 3 and 4 will have a chance to make their voices heard. City officials will host a ward meeting tonight at the Earl Bell Community Center. According to a city press release, a public meeting is between the residents, Alderman, and Mayor Harold Perrin. The final meeting will be at the Allen Park Community Center on Monday, September 25th for Wards 5 and 6. Both will start at 6 p.m. More local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM and at KASU.org. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.